Chapter 4. A Journey to the Real World. He couldn't see anything. He was worried. For the first time in his life, he was cold and hungry.
BZ felt very strange. He followed Eve through the streets of Eden City. He was afraid. His head hurt. Why am I doing this? Where's Eve taking me? What's going to happen? They were in Eden City, but there were no trees, no flowers here. Everything was very different. The streets were small and dark. Where are we, Eve? Do you know this place?
Shh! We're nearly there.
They stopped. They were nearly at the end of the street. Eve put a finger to her mouth.
Look into the next street, she said very quietly.
BZ moved closer to the building and looked round it. At the end of the street, there was a wall. In the wall, there was a large door. There were two men with guns at the door.
What is it, Eve? What's behind that door?
That's the lift. They bring things down from the real world in it. It leaves three times each day. The next journey is in 5 minutes. We have to get inside the lift.
But how? How do we get past those men?
Look again. Do you see those big boxes? They bring things down from the real world in them. There's nothing inside them now. We can go in one of them.
Quick, follow me.
She moved as quietly as a cat, and, very quickly, she jumped inside one of the boxes. BZ followed her. They waited. A minute later, he heard the lift doors. They opened. One of the men shouted,
"Let's put these boxes into the lift!"
Their box started to move, and BZ felt afraid.
"This box feels really heavy," said one of the men. "You're tired. Push it again."
And suddenly, they were in the lift. The doors closed, and they started on their journey.
"There," said Eve. "That wasn't difficult, BZ."
He could feel her cold arm next to his arm. He couldn't see anything. He was worried. For the first time in his life, he was cold and hungry. He didn't want to think about his warm room at the friend's happy home. He wanted to be there. He didn't want to think about dinner with the other students, his friends. "Will I see them again?" he thought. He thought about his past life, his life before Eve. Every day was a long, sunny day. Evenings with friends at the sports centre, the games park, or the House of Music. Why does Eve think that life in Eden City is bad? Freedom. What did she mean? Then he thought about his future. Will this journey change my future? He didn't understand.
Eve?
Yes.
Why me?
Why do you want to show me the real world? She found his hand in the dark. The lift moved very fast. Because I think you're a good person. You're an intelligent person. And I know that you're going to be on the team. You'll make laws for Eden City. You can change things. You can give people their freedom. You can help them and they'll live really happily. BZ thought about these things. The idea of change was very strange to him. A new idea.
And you, Eve? Why are you different from the people in our world? You don't have a number.
Your eyes are a different colour. You want to change things. Who are you really?
I can't answer these questions now, but wait. You'll learn the answers in the end. She put her cold fingers on his face.
Don't be afraid, BZ. Believe me, it's going to be all right.
The lift moved more slowly now. Suddenly, it stopped. Eve and BZ climbed out of the box.
We're here, Eve said.
This is the real world.